In this video, we will talk about directive coaching without control. In life coach ministry practice, there are times to listen, there are times to share gentle discernment, and there are times to recommend a specific next step. That is called directive formation. Directive formation happens when the life coach minister recommends a course, book, scripture passage, prayer rhythm, habit plan, accountability step, referral, or practical resource that may help the person grow. But this distinction is important. Directive formation is not control. A life coach minister does not take over the person's life. A life coach minister does not pressure the person into a decision. A life coach minister does not say, "You must do this because I said so." Instead, the minister offers a fitting pathway with humility and consent. A helpful phrase is, "Based on what you have shared, I wonder if a structured growth pathway may help. Would you be open to considering one?" That sentence matters. It shows that you have listened. It shows that you are not forcing. It honors the person's agency before God. Directive coaching becomes unhealthy when it moves too quickly, sounds too certain, or ignores the person's readiness. For example, someone says, "My anger is ruining my marriage." A controlling response would be, "You need to take this anger course immediately, and if you do not, you are not serious." That may include a useful recommendation, but the tone is wrong. A wiser response would be, "Thank you for being honest. Anger can involve spiritual, relational, emotional, and habit patterns. Would you be open to a Christian formation course that helps you work through anger with scripture, reflection, and practical steps?" That is directive, but it is not controlling. It gives direction while preserving dignity. The life coach minister is not the Savior. Jesus is. The life coach minister is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts, guides, comforts, and transforms. The life coach minister is not a therapist, attorney, physician, financial advisor, or crisis specialist. The minister must stay in role, but within that role, the minister can offer wise direction. That direction may sound like, "Would a course help you slow down and work through this more carefully? Would a book or growth handbook give you something practical between sessions? Would you like one scripture verse to pray through this week? Would it be helpful to talk with a pastor, counselor, or financial mentor about this? Or, this situation matters enough that I do not want you to carry it alone." Directive formation is most helpful when it follows care and discernment. First, listen. Second, notice. Third, ask permission. Fourth, recommend a fitting pathway. Fifth, plan follow-up. What not to do. Do not recommend a resource before hearing the story. Do not use a course as a way to get rid of the person. Do not shame someone into action. Do not make scripture sound like a weapon. Do not pretend a course replaces counseling, medical care, legal help, or emergency support when those are needed. And do not become the person's controller. Directive formation works best when it is humble, specific, consent-based, and followed by care. The goal is not to run someone's life. The goal is to help the person discern and take faithful next steps in Christ. That is directive coaching without control.